In August 2018, a delegation of Herero and Nama people came to Berlin, where State Secretary Michel Montefering atoned for the crimes committed by the Germans in Namibia under colonial rule.
I offer my most sincere sympathy. I cannot undo the terrible wrongs caused by our ancestors, but I beg you from the bottom of my heart to accept my apologies.
During the ceremony, dozens of human remains were officially handed over to the people of Namibia. They were brought to Berlin by German soldiers after what is known as the first genocide of the 20th century, which happened between 1904 and 1908, when thousands of Nama and Herero people rebelled against the colonial rulers, but were exterminated and left to die of starvation by the German forces. Those who didn't die were sent to concentration camps, such as the infamous Shark Island, where they endured forced labor and were subjected to medical experimentation. After their deaths, their remains were sent to Germany for research purposes. For more than 100 years, the remains had been stored in German universities, museums and hospitals. The restitution ceremony was a significant step towards the recognition by Germany of its crimes during the colonial period. However, thousands of human remains are still unaccounted for, and no one knows exactly how many of them lie in German archives, not even officials. The issue is so sensitive that Nama and Herero people turned towards a US court to force Germany to pay compensation. The country has acknowledged the genocide, but hasn't addressed the question of reparations yet. Tanzania, another former colony, faces a similar challenge. Its ambassador in Berlin, Abdallah Saleh Possi, explains why.
The challenge here is, by the time those things happened, you could not assume that the government of Tanzania must have the records, because it was not there by that time. But somehow here people have some records, and that's why we have been, some people do send informations here, I mean, about talking about the numbers of bodies, etc., etc.
From both the Tanzanian and the German perspectives, the figures regarding human remains are vague, and the work towards identifying and accounting for those remains has only recently been put in progress.
It is this year, I mean the end of last year, that we have started to receive more information as to numbers of bodies which are here, and some of this information keep changing. So the first thing which we are really working right now is to make sure that we get the correct numbers.
Lars Christian Koch is the curator of the Ethnology Museum in Berlin. Beyond the question of restitution of human remains or artifacts, he sees a sustainable cooperation as the only way for nations and cultural institutions alike to go forward.
The main question is repatriation. They have to go back. I think this is just too little first. For me, this cooperation aspect is much more important. And in this way, definitely, objects will go back. No question about that. But for me, it's more important to work together.
Along with foreseeable restitutions comes the question of reparations that many activists advocate for. But for the Tanzanian ambassador, this too represents a challenge.
It doesn't matter how much you mention as should be paid for reparations. I mean, it would not cover, because you cannot put a price upon human life, you cannot put a price upon human dignity. Question is, I mean, what is the most sustainable, the most dignified and civilized way of bringing this into a conclusion, at the same time without straining relationship on one hand, and also without demeaning the dignity of the people of any nations?
No price can be put on a human life. Yet in order to feel dignified again, African communities which have suffered at the hands of the German colonial power need more than a handful of ceremonies. In May 2018, during a visit in Tanzania, Foreign Minister Heiko Maas declared that he wanted to build a bridge from the past to the present and towards the future. But that bridge will only exist if all parties involved agree to meet in the middle. In Berlin, Emmanuel Schaas for RFI.